Good morning, everybody. I call the meeting to order. Welcome to the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, Personnel Committee. Ms. Wright, would you please call the roll?
Yes, thank you. Trustee Robert Boy. Trustee John Butler. Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Matthew Holmes. Committee Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Brady, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been proposed or posted?
Mr. Committee Chair, we have a quorum and appropriate notices have been posted.
Today's agenda has a large number of academic programs related to items, so we're proposing a consent agenda for items 7A through 7C. Executive Vice President Provost Freeman will read those items and recommendations. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting, including the consent agenda?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion pass. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting for February 16, 2017?
So moved.
Second. I have a second. Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? No. Motion pass. I'd like to welcome everyone here today. I was at NIU this past Saturday for the 27th commencement exercise. It was inspiring to see what our students have accomplished at the university, as well as the wonderful opportunities that await them as they begin their careers or transition to graduate and professional programs. Certainly, the success of our students is related directly to the commitment and excellence of our faculty. Today, trustees will acknowledge the accomplishments of NIU faculty members when the committee approves the university recommendations for tenure and promotion. In addition to the consent agenda items that Executive Vice President and Provost Freeman will read, and the items related to faculty promotion and tenure, we will be reviewing for approval inclusion of the recently approved Master of Accountancy tuition at the same rate as the Master of Accounting Science, reappointment of the Dean, College of Health and Human Science, appointment of the Dean of College of Engineering and Engineering Technology, the appointment of the Vice President, Enrollment Management and Marketing Communications, and the authorization of retain external search service for the nursing chair, nursing faculty, and physical therapy faculty. And I want to take this opportunity to congratulate our nursing program for our outstanding student performance on the nursing license exam. NIU's first quarter NCLEXRN pass rate is 98.3%, whereas the national pass rate for U.S. educated students taking an exam for the first time was 87.7, a significant accomplishment. Before we go to the agenda items, Mr. Brady, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
Yes, Mr. Committee Chair, we have two requests. The first is Misty Hajijik.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to me today. I appreciate that. Welcome to the new members. I haven't had a chance to meet all of you yet, but I look forward to that. I am in a unique position that I am a citizen, I am a student of NIU, I am married to faculty, and I am on the DeKalb County Board, and I represent District 7. You are sitting in District 7, and I represent most of NIU. I am in my second term. To give you an idea of what amounts of money the county board is used to dealing with, in our regular meeting last night, we voted to spend $8.7 million on various projects and paying our bills. Today, I am speaking to you for myself and not for the county board, but I want to relate some of my experiences in the following material. I want to thank the Northern Star for their diligence in their reporting and letting the citizens know what's going on. This first article shows $189,000 spent on President Baker's defense. That in itself is an eye-opener. I don't think that this article includes all of the expenses for Mr. Baker either. As troubling as this article is, there was a second article that came out. Hang on a second here. And it shows that $468,000 is being spent on an investigation, but getting no written report. That is shocking. Not only the amount, but the fact that there was no written report. No RFP, no RFQ. And this happened under the noses of some of you board members that were here at the time. I'm not even sure that that's legal, but it is an unethical way to spend money. The two amounts that were mentioned in these two articles show that just that amount of money, back of the envelope type adding, would pay the tuition for a year for 51 students. That's what the public sees. Or it could have paid for 7 SPS employees that are being let go. From the oral report, nothing was to be learned because you can't go back to it, and nothing went to improve enrollment. And I, as a public official, would be embarrassed to learn that this happened on my watch. And unfortunately, that's not all either. Not reported in the paper is another $100,000 being spent to Drinker, Biddle, and Reith, and another $160,000 going to Franzik and Radlett. Together, this is $717,000, which could pay for something like 81 students for a year. My point is that student enrollment is down, and big crocodile tears are being shed, but the bottom line is the money that NIU has not spent, this money has not been spent for the benefit of the students or to improve enrollment. My fellow county board members take their positions very seriously, as I do, and if any of this type of mismanagement happened at the county board level, we would take action, and we would make sure that the laws are being followed by our employees, no matter how high-ranking they are. I am asking you, the Board of Trustees, to do no less than my fellow county board members by doing what you were appointed to do. Be good stewards of the money at NIU. Thank you.
Thank you. We have another speaker.
Yes, Dr. Michael Hajik. Excuse me. Sorry.
No problem. I don't generally run titles. I have a little story to tell. This was written by someone here at NIU, or maybe it was written by a lawyer, I'm not sure. Upon investigating this matter last year, the university discovered Mr. Hyde had contributed to the drafting of a request for proposal that his company eventually ended up being subcontractor for in the final project. The university is saying that this was all by accident, but it wasn't. The person was put there on the core campus committee to draft RFPs and RFQs for projects. He was put there on purpose. There were essentially a way to get whatever the plan decided on through the system without actually having any oversight necessarily by the board or anybody else. Now, I think this is a cautionary tale because even beginning employees at NIU who get involved in projects that are capital get to at least get the read the riot act about what not to and what to do. And this happened 15 years ago for me. It's not new. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to recognize the members of the members representing the University Advisory Committee that are in attendance today. Kathy Bregenholland and Holly Nickerson. Do you have any comments? And of course, our Senate faculty president, Greg Long.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I wanted to lend my support to the appointment of the new vice president for enrollment management, marketing, communications. I'll have some more to say about Saul later at the special meeting, but I'm very impressed with his credentials, and I'm really excited about the direction our division will take. Also, I want to congratulate Dean Block for her reappointment as dean, which will be up for approval later. I've been able to work with Dean Block in a few different capacities over the years, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for her and the work she's doing. And I'm pleased to see that that will continue. She's been an excellent partner to our division, and I appreciate that. And I also want to welcome Dr. Donald Peterson and Professor Barnhart to NIU, and I wish you all the best in your new roles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again. I'd like to just make a couple of very quick comments. First, although it's on your consent agenda, I would like to note on 7C, the recommendation for faculty promotions, tenure, and promotions with tenure, that's a celebration. That's a celebration and represents a lot of work. Lisa, are we?
That's 7D. It's not on the consent agenda, just to be.
Oh, clear. According to the work, I'm using an outdated agenda. My apologies. Okay, I didn't mean to assume that you all just going to rubber stamp. I apologize on that one. But yeah, the basic point though is the faculty who have reached this stage in their career really have accomplished a lot. That to get to the point where you are moving from assistant to associate, or particularly from associate to full, represents a significant amount of research and artistry, productivity, service to the university, and strong teaching. So I just wanted to offer my congratulations to those individuals, and also to emphasize for the board too the importance of when you're moving from assistant to associate, along with that comes tenure. And tenure is, I know, something that people oftentimes may look at as, oh, it's just job security, but the reality is, for many of us, most of us, tenure represents academic freedom. It represents the opportunity to say and talk about research things that may be politically difficult, may be hard to deal with, but you can do that without fear of retaliation. I've had a whole history of getting, probably not making everyone happy when I talk about my disability stuff, but I fear no retaliation because I'm a tenured professor, and that tenure protects me, and I think that's a significant difference than what we experience as staff members, because they don't have that protection. So I just want to say, as you get to voting on it, I would highly encourage you to support the promotion and tenure recommendations. I would also like to offer my congratulations to Dean Block for her reappointment. She's the dean of my college, and I've had a very, very positive relationship with her, and feel like I've done wonderful things, and welcome all the new administrators coming in. And then finally, I would say on item 7J, that the issue of using external search services, I know that's a contentious issue at times, particularly as we're talking not about deans and above buds, we're talking about chairs. But I would say that particularly within the College of Health and Human Sciences, and having been on search committees, I know that there is a dearth of applicants out there, particularly for filling nursing position chairs and PT position chairs. And so I would offer some endorsement of limited use of search firms for that particular purpose, because the traditional means that the college has used to this point, which historically have worked, are no longer working. So we need to seek out different ways of doing that. So I'd offer some support for that as well.
Thank you. No comments. First of all, I want to thank everybody for your comments that were made today, the four individuals that were in front of us. We appreciate your opinion. I also want to emphasize that this board, not only do I speak for myself, but I know I speak for my colleagues, that we appreciate input from the community. We appreciate input from the staff and faculty member. Sometimes we may not all see eye to eye or understand the entire issue that's at hand, but in due time, I'm sure a lot of those conversations will be had. I also want to say, Mr. Mayor, thank you for coming today and spending time with us. Our commitment is to be good stewards of not only the resources that the university has, but as well as good partners with the community in the city of DeKalb. So thank you. At this point, I'd like to ask our Executive Vice President and Provost, Dr. Freeman, to present the university report.
Thank you, Trustee Coleman, and I just would like to echo your thanks and welcome to everybody here today. As noted in your comments, the first three items are on a consent agenda. They must be read as recommendations into the record. The first is a request for deletion of the Bachelor of General Studies only within the College of Education and the College of Visual and Performing Arts. This recommendation will allow another option that NIU has, the contract major, which allows students to design their own major to be used more effectively in place of the BGS. In these contexts, the university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on June 15th, 2017. Item 7B, also on the consent agenda, is a request for deletion of the emphasis in dance performance within the Bachelor of Fine Arts in Theater Arts in the College of Visual and Performing Arts, because we now have in its place a dance performance emphasis in the BFA in Theater Arts. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on June 15th, 2017. Item 7C, also on the consent agenda, I can't talk, is the oral English Proficiency Annual Report for 2015 and 16. We're required to share with you the complaints that we receive regarding oral proficiency in the classroom. This year we received none. The departmental reports are kept on file in the office of the provost. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee accept the report and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on June 15th, 2017. The next item, 7D, is the recommendations for faculty.
We gotta take.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we need action on the consent agenda. I'm on a roll. What can I say?
And, so can I get a motion for the consent agenda items?
Mr. Chair, I motion that we approve the consent agenda, item 7A, B, and C, as recited by Provost Freeman.
You got a vote, and we got a second. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, no. Motion passes.
All right, well, you can tell that my urgency to reach 7D, it just is illustrative of the enthusiasm I feel also for this item that was spoken to eloquently by both Trustee Coleman and Professor Long. The accomplishments of our faculty in these challenging times are amazing, and we are fortunate to have such talented researchers, scholars, and artists at our university. This year, we have a total of 56 recommendations a total of 56 tenure and promotion applications, and we have 55 positive recommendations, including two deans, three chairs and directors, and one associate professor who was recently hired with tenure. We have both people who are being tenured and promoted jointly from assistant to associate professor, as noted in the agenda item, as well as a number of faculty who are being promoted from tenured associate professor to professor because of their significant accomplishments. Among the applications, we have 5 early promotions and 3 early tenure and promotions. And these are people who have exceeded expectations in terms of their accomplishments. And I want to say up front that this is not emblematic of any type of relaxation of the standards. These applications are considered rigorously by faculty and administrators at the level of the department, the college, and the university. And we have just been fortunate in attracting extremely talented and motivated gifted people with tremendous accomplishments, and so we have a significant number who have achieved what you need for tenure and promotion earlier than the traditional time clock. The recommendation is that the university recommends Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel endorses this request and asks that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at the June 15th, 2017 meeting.
So we've got the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Move.
So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Agenda item 7E is a clarification of the tuition for the Masters of Accountancy program. The board may remember at the December 15th, 2016 meeting, they approved an item for tuition fees and room and board recommendations for the coming year. And this included differential tuition for the Master of Accounting Science program within the College of Business. Subsequently, we received approval as a university from the Illinois Board of Higher Ed to offer a new degree program similar to but distinct, derived from the Masters of Accountancy. There was great enthusiasm by this board for that program, which offers a master's in accountancy to people who did not train as accountants in their undergraduate training. This is to be offered at Naperville. The traditional program is offered on our DeKalb campus. The IBHG approved the new program as a reasonable and moderate extension of the existing one, and this item is here to clarify that tuition previously approved for the MAS, the Masters of Accounting Science, will also apply to the MAC, the Masters of Accountancy. We also have Dr. Shortridge here from the College of Business to answer any questions. The university's recommendation is a request for approval to offer the Master of Accountancy at the same tuition rate previously approved for the Master of Accounting Science and to forward this item for approval to the board at this afternoon's May 18th, 2017 meeting.
We've heard the recommendations. Are there, can I get a motion for the Master of Accountancy at the same tuition rate?
Second.
Are there any comments or questions? No? Then let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Yes.
Mr. Committee Chair, if I could have a quick moment. For the record, for item 7D, I want the record to reflect that the student trustee cannot vote on faculty tenure items. He acknowledges that. He did not cast a vote. I just want that placed on the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item 7F is reappointment of the Dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences, Dean Daryl Block. Dean Block is with us today in the back row, and I'm going to ask that she just stand to be recognized. She's declined an opportunity to address the board out of respect for the extensive agenda and the desire of the board to move in a timely fashion. She asked me to convey her pride and joy at being part of the Husky family. And in return, I want to say that we're very fortunate to have a dean as accomplished as Dean Block leading a college with so much potential at NIU. The recommendation is that the university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request to reappoint Dr. Daryl Block to a four-year term as the Dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences effective July 1st, 2018, and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on May 18th, 2017.
All right, we heard the recommendation from Dr. Freeman for Dr. Daryl Block to a four-year term as Dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences. Can I get a motion?
Second.
Get a second motion. Any questions or comments? No questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No? Motion passes. Congratulations, Dr. Block.
Item 7G is appointment of a new dean for the College of Engineering and Engineering Technology. Following a national search, Dr. Donald Russell Peterson has accepted an offer to be the dean of NIU's College of Engineering and Engineering Technology, and he is recommended here for appointment at the rank of professor with tenure. Dr. Peterson was unable to join us today. He will be at the June board meeting, and I think at that point he may want to say a few words to those assembled. Briefly, he's a professor currently of engineering at the College of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics at Texas A&M University Texarkana, where he served as the dean from 2014 to 2016. Before that, he served as the chair of a biomedical engineering department at the University of Connecticut, and in fact was one of the leaders who built the biomedical engineering program at that institution. He's an accomplished scientist administrator and a strong history of success in teaching, research, and building interdisciplinary and innovation initiatives. The university recommends that Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request that Dr. Donald Russell Peterson be appointed Dean of the College of Engineering and Engineering Technology with the rank of professor with tenure in the Department of Mechanical Engineering, effective July 1, 2017, and ask that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on May 18, 2017.
Can we get a motion for the recommendation as read by Dr. Freeman? A second?
Second.
Any comments or questions?
Dr. Freeman, it's common, I'm trying to determine whether it's common for the recommendation to include the term of the appointment. In this case, is that in here? Did I miss it?
Oh. If it is not in there, we can certainly ask for an amendment. The university bylaws dictate that deans' initial terms are 6 years, and they are subsequently reappointed for 4 years, and in fact, this will be a six-year term.
I don't think there's any need to amend it. I was just wondering what the term was. Committee members, I met this candidate when he was on campus at a very good conversation. He's an innovative and, I think, exciting leader, and I'm looking forward to his service.
I agree with you, Chair.
Yeah. Great. Any other comments? No. So let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose? Motion passed.
Item 7H is appointment of Dean of University Libraries. Following a national search, Frederick Barnhart has accepted our offer to be Dean of the NIU University Libraries. He's recommended for appointment at the rank of professor with tenure in the University Libraries. Professor Barnhart currently serves as Associate Dean for Library Services and Collections and the Acting Assistant Dean of Technical Services at Loyola University Chicago. Previously, he served that institution as the interim dean for university libraries. More of Fred Barnhart's background is in the item, but I'm pleased to say that he's also here with us today, so I'll move swiftly to the recommendation so that we leave a few minutes for him to make remarks after the board's vote. The university recommendation is that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request that Professor Frederick Barnhart be appointed Dean of the University Libraries with the rank of professor with tenure in the University Libraries, effective July 1st, 2017, for a six-year term, I'll add, and asks that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on May 18th, 2017.
Okay, we heard the recommendation from Dr. Freeman. Can I get a motion? A second?
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? No comments or questions. At this point in time, we're going to take a roll call.
Trustee Robert Boy?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Yes.
Committee Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you.
The votes, the motion passed. Congratulations. Dr. Barnhart.
If you would like to come to the microphone.
Thank you. Also, in recognition of the agenda, I won't take much time, but I do want to say it's a huge honor to be here and a member of the Husky family. I look forward to supporting the research and learning of our faculty and students and the community as a whole. So anything I can do to help you, please let me know. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 7I is appointment of Vice President for the Division of Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications. As Holly Nicholson alluded to in her comments, after a national search, Mr. Saldi Jensen has agreed to join NIU as the Vice President for the Division of Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications. Previously, he served as Assistant Vice President of Enrollment Services at the University of North Dakota. And prior to that, he spent a decade at Washington State University, where he began as a regional admissions counselor and rose to Executive Director of Enrollment Services. I believe that Saul Jensen is actually on campus this week, but engaged meeting with key stakeholder groups. So if he does join us later, we will certainly make sure that we recognize him. I think everybody recognizes the importance of this position and is delighted to see that he's hit the ground running in terms of preparing to lead this division at NIU. The university's recommendation is that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse the request to appoint Mr. Saldi Jensen as the Vice President for the Division of Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications, effective June 16, 2017, and ask that the President forward by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on May 18, 2017.
Okay, we heard the recommendation from Dr. Freeman. Are there a motion on the table?
Second.
A motion and second. Any comments or questions?
Committee members, I also met this candidate. I met all the candidates for this position. This was a good search, and the candidates were all outstanding. I had extensive conversations with at least two of the candidates, this one included, and it was a kind of bottomless opportunity to explore ideas and creative assessments of where NIU is at and where it could go. This candidate impressed me greatly for his vision, and I'm looking forward to his leadership.
Great. Any other comments? No? At this point in time, let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passed as is.
Item 7J is authorization to retain external search services for the recruitment of nursing chair, nursing faculty, and physical therapy faculty. And I want to say a few words about the context in which this request is being made. We know that Dean Block is with us, and if she has anything to add, we'll certainly welcome her comments. When we look at the health professions workforce, and particularly the nursing workforce, physical therapy workforce as well, there's growing demand in Illinois and elsewhere as the result of an aging population. The demand will continue to exceed supply for the foreseeable future, and in fact, the accelerating retirement rate among the current nursing and physical therapy workforce, particularly the nursing workforce where 40% are over 55 years of age, suggests that we're going to continue to have needs to educate in this area. We're also going to have needs not only for programs that support bachelors of nursing for 4 years at institutions like ours, but also programs that allow students who attain associate degrees and an RN to become bachelor's qualified nurses, because they will continue to make at least 7% more than RNs with an associate degree. And the number of RN to BS students has increased 10,000 per year for the past 5 years. So we have student demand, we have societal demand. NIU has always been an important part of the solution. Among public institutions in Illinois, we're consistently in the top two for nursing student enrollment, and in the top five when you consider both public and private universities. Over the past 5 years, we've enrolled approximately 20% of all nursing students in state universities in Illinois, and we're responsible for graduating 24% of all nursing students within this classification of instructional programs. Having appropriate numbers of appropriately qualified nursing faculty is important not only to sustaining and growing our programs, not only enrollment increases in bachelor's programs that exist, but also we need these faculty to allow us to take the strategic actions that will make us generate revenue and differentiate ourselves from competitors, including community colleges. In addition to growing enrollment in our existing programs, we have plans we'd like to implement for things like an online certificate in nursing leadership that includes continuing education eligible courses needed by nurses in Illinois and the neighboring states, also fast-track programs from RN to BS and beyond, the doctoral of nursing programs and advanced nursing practice degrees. This shortage of nursing faculty is recognized nationally. The association that represents colleges of nursing points out that there's higher compensation in clinical and private sector settings. Doctoral programs in nursing are not supporting a sufficient pool to meet demand. Faculty age continues to climb and narrow the number of productive years nurse educators can teach. And the wave of faculty retirements expected across the U.S. only compounds this problem. And if you look at your item, you'll note that we're having a wave of faculty retirements in programs that were already short-staffed. So in this context, we're asking for an authorization to use external search services to recruit a nursing chair, nursing faculty, and physical therapy faculty to sustain and to enhance the existing programs. The recommendation is that the university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse the request that the president be authorized to select search services for searches of nursing chair, nursing faculty, and physical therapy faculty, and ask that it be forwarded by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on May 18th, 2017. It's further recommended that the president periodically report back to the board regarding the selection and status of such services, and certainly Dean Block and I are available to answer questions after the board has taken its motion.
Okay, we've got a recommendation for a retain external search. Can I get a motion on the table? And a second? Motion and second. Any comments or questions?
Dr. Freeman, I just have I support the motion, but I have a question on the physical therapy. What's the distinction between the preparation requirements for someone to be on the faculty in physical therapy as opposed to receive a doctorate in physical therapy?
So I may ask Dean Block to come to the microphone to address this. She's much more familiar with the accrediting agent's requirements. While she's coming, I will say that it's my understanding that now essentially the entry-level degree for practicing physical therapists is the Doctor of Physical Therapy, and a minimum of doctorally qualified faculty are required to maintain an accredited program. Dean Block?
What you said is correct. We need the degree is a professional doctoral degree. The accrediting agency has requirements for that all of the instructors, all of the instructional staff, have doctoral degrees, and they also have a percentage of the instructional, of the core faculty, the core instructional staff, have research doctorates. So it's not just people that have, who are practicing with a professional doctorate, but people also need research doctorates. Because of this, and because the discipline as a whole has raised the standards for practice, the competition for physical therapists who hold research doctorates is extremely keen. And that's why we're really crunched.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I cannot say enough about our nursing program. I'm very proud of it, and to the extent that my own niece from New York City came here and graduated from the nursing program here and went back to New York, of course, and is doing very well there as well. But thank you for a great program, and you did a wonderful job for her. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? I'd like to personally make a comment. There's a statement that's in, or there's a line that's in our book or in our material where the U.S. nursing school turns away 68,938 applicants every year. You know, there's no question that this could be a growth engine for the university. And we wish we had all of those qualified students as part of our institution. If we could find a way to even get a percentage, additional percentage of those qualified applicants to join our organization, we could help address some of the enrollment problem. So I want to endorse this recommendation. And in fact, if there's no other comments, let's please take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion passes. Thank you. I'd like us to go back to agenda item 7I. Even though we voted and approved on this, my understanding is Vice President Sol Jensen is now with us, and we just wanted to let you know that we approved your appointment, and welcome to the university.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sarti.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the board, I appreciate that vote. I'm very excited to join the family here. It's really felt welcoming. Just everyone I've met from the interview through this past week where I've just spent time meeting with individuals across campus and starting to learn about everything that's going on. It's just been a great, great pleasure. And I look forward to being back here in a month to start full time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have concluded the university report.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Are there any other matters that to come before this committee? Seeing none, the next meeting date will be August 17th, 2017. May I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second? All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, none. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
If I could make a quick programming note, the Legislative Affairs Research and Innovation Committee will start at 10:30.